When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from CGP May, who says, I, male 35, am very unattractive, and have made peace with being alone. My friends, females and males 30, won't give up on trying to set me up with someone. What do I do? Hey everybody, I'm hoping to get some advice on my current predicament between myself and my friends Sam and Sarah. You see, I am very unattractive. I don't mean that as a put down on myself, but an objective fact about my appearance. I have a very naturally unappealing face with several body scars that make me difficult to look at for some people. I've had most of these scars most of my life, and of course I was born with my face, so I've never been much to look at. I've tried to compensate in other aspects of my life. I have a decent job, I'm tall, and I'm in very good shape. I go to the gym and eat well. Sadly, this is far from enough to make up for how I look. I've had very few relationships and only one sexual partner, though I'd prefer it had never happened after the fact, though I certainly tried. I put myself out there for years and was rejected by dozens of women before meeting one that I thought would be able to look past my appearance. I lost my virginity to her and everything. But after a month, she came to my place crying and saying she thought she found me attractive as a person, but she couldn't get over my appearance and had felt terrible. She confessed sex with me was extremely difficult the two times we did it due to how I looked. I told her I understood and we went our separate ways. I'd have been happier if we'd been friends and never dated, if I'm being honest. That was several years ago, and I swore off romantic love and sex since it was just hurting me. Life has been pretty good since I gave up. Wish I wasn't what I am so I could find love, but I get it. I made some great friends, Sam and Sarah. Been friends with them for a few years now, and we get along great. The only issue is that they're in relationships and have this fantasy about going on triple dates with me included. Problem is, of course, is I don't date, so they've been trying to play matchmaker. There have been probably 7 or 8 attempts now to get me with some friend or acquaintance of theirs, ranging from being blindsided with a date when I thought I'd just be there with them, or inviting girls to parties and just trying to get us together all night. I hate it. I feel bad for these girls because obviously they weren't told about this either, and now they have to play nice with the weird ugly guy their friends dumped on them. Not only that, but there is this look in their eyes that I'm sadly used to now. It's a combination of sadness and fear that overcomes them when we make eye contact. I can feel them looking at every mark on my face, getting more and more grossed out and uncomfortable. Of course, they are scared. This 6'6" man who looks like Frankenstein's monster has become your date for date night. I'd be scared too. I tell them every time not to set me up as I don't want to date, but they get so excited to finally find the one for me that they do it anyway. So backstory aside, I keep telling Sam and Sarah to stop setting me up. And last week they came over to hang out, and Sarah kept mentioning this friend of hers from work and starts showing me pictures. I see where this is going, and when I find out they've invited her to Sam's party in a few weeks, I say cool, I look forward to meeting her, but that this isn't a date and I won't be letting them push me onto the poor girl. She's cute, and from what they tell me, I'm sure we'd get along great if I were normal, but that just isn't the case. Sarah begins to get upset at me and ask me why I don't just give her a shot, so I asked if this girl had ever seen a picture of me or heard about me. She admitted that she had not and hadn't planned on showing her my pic or even telling her about me until the night of the party. I'll admit I snapped and told both of them to stop playing matchmaker. I was sick of it and showed them text from the two girls they victimized. They were kind enough to tell me that they liked me but weren't physically attracted to me. Showed the text, and Sarah and Sam made an excuse and left. haven't heard from them in a week. How can I fix this? I've made peace with the fact that I will never know romantic love, but I need friends. Oh man, this post absolutely broke my heart reading it. OP sounds like an absolute wonderful person and very empathetic. And I think OP set some very, very firm boundaries that they want respected. And Sam and Sarah keep trampling all over those. And yes, they may be trying to find you love, but they're being incredibly insensitive about it, the way that they're going about it. They're not taking your feelings into consideration the way that you feel about this, which is just not right. I wonder if some people in these posts show the people that they're talking about the post itself, because all your words written here is incredibly heartbreaking. And I feel that sometimes writing how you feel down is the best way to get it across. Obviously not in all cases, but some. And I feel like I might put my foot in what I'm going to say next, because I'm not sure if it's the right way to go about it or what, but would some kind of therapy help you out? And I'm only saying that because of some of the wording in this particular post that almost had me in tears for you, man. Where you said if I were normal, and you said poor unsuspecting women, you said Frankenstein's monsters and two of the girls that they victimized. And it just breaks my heart for you, man, once again. But let's cover a couple of comments to see what they say, with Billy of the Hills, who says, let me start out by saying, I know the look you talk about. I feel your pain. I think you did everything right here. You've established a boundary and they keep crossing it. They owe you an apology. Even outside of your situation, trying to set a woman up with a guy when she doesn't know what that's happening is a recipe for disaster. Person basically says, you should say, hey Sam and Sarah, I'm sorry our last conversation ended the way it did, but I'm not sorry we had it. The unfortunate truth in the matter is, you are being incredibly dismissive and disrespectful of my life choices. It is comparable to if I told you I was gay and you insisted on continuing to set me up with a woman because you feel you know better than me what I want. It's a shame if my current life choice for myself makes you so uncomfortable that you can't fathom being in my life unless I'm coupled up. That hurts, but if that is how things have to be, then so be it. If me, as I am, a single person who wishes to remain so at this time, is enough for you, you still want to be friends with me, then that's great. However, going forward, you'd have to respect my wishes and my boundaries regarding the issue. I will leave you with that for now, and I hope to hear from you. Clearo says, it isn't on you to fix this. You made your feelings about being set up with women clear, and your friends ignored you time and time again to set you up / mention women to you. I'm sure in their minds they had good intentions, but the reality is they were stomping all over your boundaries. You have to ask yourself if these are the type of friends that is worth keeping. I hope they come to their senses and reach out to you to apologize. If they do, make sure you reinforce your boundary moving forward. I hope things work out for you. Save the Donut says, if they won't stop and you don't want to end your friendship with them, you can turn the girls down yourself instead of bracing yourself for another rejection. Just a light, hey, sorry they put you up to this blind date, but I'm not looking for anything right now. But you know how Sam and Sarah are, no hard feelings. It's not a long-term solution because you still have friends who keep disrespecting and ignoring you. But until you figure out what you want to do, this might help the next time they blindside you. And The Drain says, you set boundaries and enforce them. Did everything right there. You aren't a project to be worked on, but I won't comment on your appearance or self-image. That's something you have to work on yourself. I'm not saying be positive about it to the point of toxicity, but also don't be so hard on yourself. There really are genuine people out there that will find you attractive. All that said, go find friends and do things that will make you happy with people that won't disrespect you like that. You're worth more than that. So OP comes back in to update the post and says, hey everyone, I figured since posting here the other day ended up being an overall cathartic experience, and since I have a very happy update, I'm back to share. After spending hours reading and responding to users both in thread and in DMs, I decided to reach out to Sam and Sarah to try and set things right. We met up to talk, and to keep it short, Sam and Sarah hadn't reached out because they felt terrible after realizing their mistakes. They were very apologetic, and I promised that as long as they stopped trying to set me up and forgave me for snapping at them, then we were cool with each other. Looks like communication saves the day again. So after our talk, they asked if I wanted to come over and play some games and have a few drinks with them and some of their work friends. Sarah admitted the girl, Laura, that they wanted to set me up with would be there, but that they hadn't said anything to her about me and there would be no pressure or matchmaking going on. So I agreed to go. So last night I came over for drinks and games. I met Laura without some stupid blind date pretext, and she's a lovely person. We had several interests in common, and she and I have very similar jobs within different companies, so we have a lot to talk about. It's great. They didn't meddle, and I got a new friend. Easy peasy. Heck, we get along so great, she's inviting me over to her place tonight to watch some movies we both learned were some of our favourites, and some pizza, and complaining about working in IT. So my social life is alive and well, it seems. That's about as far as my update is concerned. Sam and Sarah and I are cool. I made a new friend and I got to talk to many wonderful people on Reddit. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to read my post and give me your opinions and advice. There are some really great folks in this community. Heck, I'm still receiving a few messages a day of kindness from you awesome people. And there was one comment on that update that really jumped out to me. It's probably the most voted one as well. Alarming Sprinkles 87 says, "I just want to throw it out there. I don't know what you look like and also could really care less because I've met some ugly people in my life and I am 300 pounds. Just don't knock yourself down a few notches. I don't give a shit what you look like. You've got a job, you're safe around women, you're in shape and care about your well-being. You maintain communication and friendships. You have boundaries and realistic expectations. You are respectful. The way you look is the least interesting part of you. Somebody is out there for you and will also recognize that your face is the last interesting part of you." But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you have handled it if you was OP, if you was the friends? Let us know your thoughts and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, our next story came from the entitled People subreddit from Coffee Fanatic, who says, "My entitled ex-family shows up at my job." Hey Reddit fam, with the title of this one, you know it's a cluster F. This happened Friday night and I've been struggling to put into words just how insane it was. My ex-in-laws and my ex showed up at my effing job during the biggest event of the year. Every year at my job, there is a Christmas theme party. The dancers dress up as sexy elves, my boss dresses up as Santa, the bartenders dress up as reindeer, and the bouncers dress up as snowmen. The place is beautifully decorated as a winter wonderland, with a huge throne for my boss to sit on, and custom poles for the dancers to dance around him. It's a huge thing at my job, and it's also one of the highest grossing nights of the year. It's advertised all over town that people can come, get their pictures taken with us, sit on Santa's lap, and enjoy a fun evening with custom Christmas music made by a DJ. We even have Christmas themed drinks, guys, and they are so good. I was so excited for it because I started working there this year, so it was my first time being part of this event. I was dancing that evening, so I was dressed up as a sexy elf. I was feeling great. It was pretty late into the evening and around midnight when this incident took place. I was dancing on stage when, out of nowhere, I heard the shrieking sound of my ex-mother-in-law crying. I turned around and there they were, ex-mother-in-law, ex-father-in-law, and effing Bill. Ex-mother-in-law was slapping at Bill's arm and pointing at me. I couldn't make out what she was saying over the music. All I could hear was the shrill sound of her voice. I started looking around for Kyle, my boyfriend. I couldn't see him, but I did see other bouncers, so I waved at them, trying to get their attention. We have a special wave that when a bouncer sees it, they know to come running. Bill comes to the stage and starts shouting at me while the men around him were waving cash at me. He tells me to come down and to come with him, that I was bringing shame to his family. I ignored him. I saw a couple of bouncers heading for us, so I kept dancing, believing I was saved. That was the protocol. Call the bouncer and keep working to avoid making a scene. It was then I felt someone grab my ankle and pull. In my panic, I fall and let out a scream. I look up and it's Bill. He had pulled himself onto the stage and grabbed me. I start kicking at him with my other foot until the bouncers finally got there and pulled him away from me. I feel someone else grab me and I screamed again, but when I looked up, I saw it was Kyle. Bill and my ex-in-laws were taken into the office while I was taken backstage to ride out the panic attack. Kyle held me until I calmed down. The police were called and I got to watch as Bill was forced into the back of a police cruiser in handcuffs. He's being charged with public disturbance, assaulting and trespassing. My boss was talking to my ex-in-laws, telling them not to come back and warned them the police would be called if they did. Despite how pissed he was, my boss was pretty calm and polite. I then heard ex-mother-in-law shouting about how she was going to take me to court to take my children away from me because a godless whore like me wasn't fit to be a mother. I couldn't take hearing that and I rushed at her. Kyle had to grab me and stop me, but I was screaming at her that she was a psychopath and she would never get her hands on my kids again. That she had raised a lying, cheating, emotionally abusive scumbag. She raised a hand to slap me, but the bouncers and police got between us. She and ex-father-in-law got into the car and drove off after being threatened with arrest. After calm had been restored, we all went back inside and resumed the party. I made good money that night. Even Samantha, my job's entitled gossip, couldn't deny what Bill and my ex-in-laws did was crazy. Over the weekend, I got a call from someone claiming to be Bill's ex-girlfriend, the one he cheated on me with. I asked her how she got my number, and she said she had her ways. She said she decided to call me after Bill called her begging to get bailed out. She told me that during their relationship, ex-mother-in-law treated her like crap and compared me and her a lot and always acted like she wasn't good enough. She was relieved that they went to Greece, believing her and Bill's relationship could be salvaged at that point, but she was wrong. Bill would also talk about me a lot, and she was always crying about being compared to his ex. When I got the job at the club, his behavior became more erratic. She told me that she confronted him after he was thrown out of the club because word travels fast and she heard about the whole thing. He got pissed and slapped her, then threw her out of his house. She got him arrested and he was fired from his job as a result. I thanked her for the information and promptly told her to never call me again. She asked me why, and I told her she had no issue cheating with Bill and hurting his wife and kids, and that she was only calling to get back at him for what he's done to her. I hung up and blocked her. I plan to go file for a restraining order today, but now I'm armed with more information that will make the process so much easier and go so much faster. Win for me. Merry Christmas, everyone. And some people were confused. They were like, why the hell is he bringing his parents to the strip club? And another commenter sort of replied, and OP confirmed this as well, because he knows that she works there and he's been thrown out from there and trespassed from there already. He probably wanted his parents to see her work in there to try and make it seem like she should have her kids taken from her. She should not have her kids taken from her for working there. She's made a few posts already, long drawn out ongoing story. He just needs to leave her alone already. So it seems there's a bit of background to this one as well, which we may cover in the future. But I always know when we hit that entitled people subreddit, things are about to get crazy. But let's have another story, shall we, from Freaky Pickles, again the entitled people subreddit, saying, entitled brother-in-law hates me, but also thinks I'm going to get him a fancy job or a promotion. My SO's brother is trying to reconcile with his family after years of estrangement. The reason behind it are irrelevant to this story, and the explanation is too long to write out. For purposes of this post, let's just say that there was an innocent misunderstanding that caused a bad reaction from both brother-in-law and the family, but brother-in-law was ultimately to blame for the whole thing and had the very worst reaction possible. He admits that he was wrong, and the family owns their much more understandable and well-intentioned, in my opinion, mistakes. Everyone has apologized sincerely, and they're working on the relationship. Each family member has been texting and later calling him. I only met him once briefly before the big blow up, so we didn't have a relationship. He was invited to Christmas, which both Esso and I were worried about, but we still went to his aunt's house. Everything went well between brother-in-law and the family, and I was so relieved and happy to see that. His wife and stepkids were very nice and seemed much more comfortable with us than brother-in-law. Everyone liked them right away. The only problem is that he hates me. We work in the same industry, but I'm several rungs above him and 5 years older. He asked around about me after he found out what I do, and it turns out that I used to be brother-in-law's current boss's boss a few years ago. The thing is that I have a natural ability for which I take no credit, since I'm simply lucky enough to have been born with it, that makes my job much easier. There are only a few of us in our industry. He has to work harder for the same result. It's not fair, but it's also not my fault. This man spent 3 hours looking at me like I just killed his whole family. So my SO says he's insanely competitive and absolutely seething because he can't really say much to me without coming off like the asshole he really is. I probably make double his salary, which pees him off as well. My SO isn't optimistic about his reconciliation and is worried that brother-in-law will hurt his mum and aunt again. He's convinced brother-in-law is crawling back because they're both in their 90s now and he's hoping for an inheritance. We bought his mum's house and there isn't much else to inherit. I don't know brother-in-law well enough myself to determine if he's actually that type of person, but also have no reason to doubt my SO. Brother-in-law told my SO that he wanted me to get him hired with one of my clients or recommend to his boss that he get a promotion and a raise. SO told him to ask me himself because, according to him, brother-in-law never will, because that would be admitting that he needs my help and he's beneath me. He would have to show me his work, which would be demeaning, apparently. Let's hope he's right. I'm happy to have a hi, how are you, nice weather we're having, bye type of relationship because he's my SO's brother, but I'm not sticking my neck out for an arsehole. Obviously, I will never say one word about work in his presence. Here's to hopefully seeing very little of him in 2023. And I think Opie is right in that avoiding being around this guy is probably the best way forward. I mean, why would you want to be around someone like that anyway? Clearly has a dislike for you because of how successful you are. But some people were a bit concerned at the same time about what if he approaches you directly and then like refuses to take no for an answer. Which Opie said, if he actually asks me himself and refuses to take no for an answer, and the consensus among the family members is that he won't be able to put his pride aside to do so, I will definitely have a chat with his current boss. I don't want to cause more conflict by going over his head unless I have no other choice. My former employee is very smart and sensible. If he's not promoting someone, he has a good reason. He's very good at his job, but mentoring is his real talent. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.